This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only
welcome back. Light we'll see. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Dr. Michael Jones is one of our great sponsors. If you are looking for a place to get your eyes fixed forever, well, you go to Quantum Vision Centers. He is the Mount Rushmore, along with three other surgeons, of greatest eye surgeons in the country. 866-260-EYES. He's the best at what he does. Check him out. He's on the east side. He's on this side. 866-260-EYES. The LASIK surgery. Nobody does it better than Dr. Michael Jones. Nobody scored better for Duquesne over a two-year period than Mike Lewis. The former Chaminade star is now going to be a Billiken. He joins us live from Nevada. Mike, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Congratulations. Why the move to SLU?
It was finally time, man. I've been trying to get home for a while, and then now I had a reason. You know, I transferred to Nevada in January, and then recently Coach Musk left and went to Arkansas. So new coaching staff came in again, and I had just went through that whole situation in my old school. So I decided, you know, to test the waters again, and they were the first people to call, and it was just a perfect match.
And, Mike, you had some very good shooting games against St. Louis University. How do you remember those?
They were always on my hit list. You know, I always had a chip on my shoulder because they didn't recruit me out of high school, but it's all love now.
Yeah, what is that like, knowing that you averaged 14 a game in back-to-back seasons and you really killed SLU, and yet that SLU coaching staff watched you play a ton of games. We're talking about the previous SLU coaching staff because they were recruiting Jason, and yet they never offered. Did they even talk to you?
No, they never talked to me at all. And they were in the gym a lot, though, for open gyms, you know, watching Jason and Tyler. But no, they never talked to me. They always used to say I was too small and didn't know I was going to grow anymore and all that. So, but you know, it's all love now. It's all behind me. It's funny how life comes full circle, though.
Yeah. What is your height and weight right now?
Right now, I'm 6'2", 190.
Yeah.
I put on some weight this second semester. I set out, been working on my body a lot. So it definitely grew a lot since high school.
And you fill a great need. I'm sure the coaching staff, Corey Tate and Travis Ford, basically said, we need a score. This is exactly what they needed. Yeah. You're exactly what the doctor ordered.
Exactly, and of course, that's what I can bring that to the court. But at the same time, I'm excited just to get back home and lead the young guys. Uri Collins, Terrence Hargrove, Jordan Goodwin is already there. Those are guys that I've been on for years already, and also just being able to play with those guys would be fun. And you know, teaching some of the things that I've learned over the past few years, some things that I know about the league, and see how far we can go.
And I'm sure the happiest people in St. Louis are mom and dad who would sit behind that Duquesne bench. And every time you scored a bucket, they were up yelling and screaming. That was great stuff.
Exactly, man. Now, my last year, they're excited. They can come catch a lot of games now. I'm sure the city's pretty excited. I know I'm excited. So I can't wait to get to work.
So, Mike, explain this for me. And I know you don't know what exactly is going to happen. But you played a half a semester last year for Duquesne. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you get a year and a half? But then we talked last night, and you think it's going to be one full season. Explain this for us.
I'm not sure. NCAA is very complicated. So I know right now, though, we're going to fight to get my waiver. I know we're going to release some information about that probably later on this week once we get everything settled. Yeah, to try to get me to play my full season because apparently since I did play, like, over the amount of games that you could, like, get a year back for in the first semester, then this year kind of counts as a wash. So that's why I only have 1 year of eligibility left.
So you'd be content if the NCAA says, okay, we're going to give you 1 year, but you'll be eligible the start of next season. You'd be happy with that?
Yeah, I'd be happy for that. You know, it'd be my senior year, and I'll be in my home city. So if they give me 1 year, I'll be blessed, and I'll make it work.
So how often do you keep in touch with Jason, and do you ever get to an NBA game?
I keep in touch with him a lot. We're still in the group chat. You know, we still check on each other daily. So we talk, I'd say, almost every day. And I actually went to the Philly-Boston game. I want to say it was game two last year in the playoffs. He was in Philly, and I was in Duquesne, so it was only like a three-hour drive for me, so it wasn't bad. So yeah, I went up there to see him play, and I'm sure I catch another game this summer when they get further in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, we still talk pretty often.
Very good. So your plans are finish out this semester. So you'll be home sometime in May and then start working out with the Billikens.
Yeah, I'll be home second week of May because my classes end pretty early here. And then, yeah, it's straight to work and get ready for the season.
Good stuff. Mike, congratulations. We'll see you in St. Louis. We'll see you back home shortly.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Mike Lewis joining us, Hollywood Casino Press Box. And if you're wondering, in terms of other outstanding players in the St. Louis area that SLU, and I'm sure Mizzou has their eyes on, Cam Fletcher from Vashon is the 6'7 kid who does it all. And, you know, he's also made trips to Michigan State. He's going to be recruited nationally, but hopefully he'll stay home. Caleb Love is the really just unbelievable combo guard at CBC that SLU and Mizzou really want, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of national attention. Then Luke Kazupki from Chaminade. He's the 6'4 swingman shooter who SLU also is interested in. And then, of course, the kids from Melville, 7-footers, 6'8", and 6'4". Now, I don't know if you heard, and maybe the story started to break this morning, or maybe it was last night, but Jeremiah Tillman is going to test the NBA waters. He's going to find out the interest level in him by the NBA, and it doesn't mean he's going, but it does mean he's going to get a thorough evaluation. I think Gabe DeArmond had the story first. And let's see what Gabe's writing. Guys, if you're going on about how Tillman isn't ready, he's getting bad advice. You need to do two things. Read the stories. Educate yourself in the process. There's literally no downside to him going through the process. In fact, it would probably be dumb not to.
Ready, fire, aim. That's what I want to do. No, it makes sense. Like, what if he is told by like a scout, hey, we'll take you?
Yeah, and
he probably won't.
More specifically, getting to talk to the scouts, they're gonna break down the specifics.
We'll tell you what to work on.
What to work on. Yeah. Also, I think you can probably get an overall side of just like what even your best case scenario is like if you do have a big season next year, because the NBA is just looking for so many just a specific kind of athlete.
There's no harm in just seeing what they'll say,
which is dumb on the NBA's part, but still.
And probably what they'll say is go back to school.
Yes.
Play another year in college.
Yeah.
Stop fouling.
You know, yeah. And I will say this is there are times where he kind of reminds you of a Tristan Thompson, like kind of that, you know, shot block guy, score underneath, little bit of skill, good defender. And there are times where he, you know, gets 3,000 5 minutes and you think, you know, he better learn to speak Italian because he'll never play in the league.
I also am kind of wondering what kind of player he wants to be, because all the reporting we heard from last offseason was that he was taking hundreds of threes every day in the gym. And
that was Konzo said it on this program.
Yeah.
He's actually making threes.
And so my question is what kind of player does Tillman see himself even down the road? Does he see himself as a Tristan Thompson, more of an undersized five who bases his game off springiness and being able to be a great offensive rebounder and a great rim protector? Or does he see himself more as potentially, because he's only 6'10 and he doesn't jump out of the building, is he trying to become more of a stretch four because with some range in his game?
Yeah. Well, that's... I can't ever picture him, let's be honest.
No, I can't either.
As a stretch four.
Mainly because I can't see him defending guys out on the perimeter, even if he does develop a shot.
Yeah, I could picture him as an undersized five or a power forward in the block, getting limited NBA minutes eventually. Mm-hmm. But not the version we saw last year.
Nope.
He's just giving you little cups of coffee. Hey, that's a good-looking jump hook. That's a nice – that's guy can block some shots. And he can run the floor, and he is a good kid. But he just needs another year under Konzo Martin. Because, look, if I wanted a role model for a kid like Jeremiah Tillman, it would be stay as many hours as possible, learn as much as possible under Konzo Martin. So,
by the way, we discussed last segment the golf implications of Tiger Woods winning the Masters. The books took a hit with Tiger winning the tournament.
Really?
A bloodbath in Vegas, apparently, this weekend. One guy, this was a bettor at William H. U.S. Sportsbook in Vegas, placed an $85,000 bet on Woods to win at 14-1. This was the first bet ever placed by this guy at this particular casino. Payout, $1.19 million.
Wow.
The books did not think Tiger would win.
All right, we'll take a break. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. Go to maryville.edu for more information. And what about our good friends at Schnucks, Brian? What do we know about
Frank, you know what you got to do, because it's Easter weekend coming up. You got to get at Schnucks some Frick's ham.
Ooh,
we were sampling that.
Yeah.
On Friday at the Schnucks in O'Fallon, and it was phenomenal. They actually, I have a nice little chunk of Frick's ham in my fridge right now. They had some leftover packages, so they said, "You guys want some?" And I said, "Absolutely, yes." So I took myself a nice little piece of ham back. Just want to mention again, for Easter, go to Schnucks, pick up the Frick's ham. It is a family-owned company out of Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best. They're never frozen. And most of the pork comes from Midwest farms in either Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. Made with natural juices, smoked with real hickory hardwood, and cooked slowly for 12 hours. Check out Frick's Ham on social media because they're hashtag freaking good.
What else did you take home in your box for Brian?
That was it, just the ham. And then I tried, I guess I owe him a cup of coffee. I don't think I ever paid for that. So I owe him $1.19 for a cup of coffee that I consumed while
And
there.
We'll be at some Schnucks on
We'll
Thursday.
Be at the Schnucks off Florissant on Thursday, or in Florissant off Charbonnier Road on Thursday. That's this Thursday, Schnucks, the shows.
All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we will welcome to the program Martin Kilcoyne.